Nationals taking on the Athletics. Nationals fans excited to say the least. We'll take it to the bottom of the first. Joe Ross facing Jed Lowrie.
The kick, runner goes the pitch. Swinging a fly ball did well to right field. Goodwin calling back of the warning track at the wall. And there it goes. A two-run homer up into the seats over the 15-foot wall. Jed Lowrie with his seventh home run of the year, all from the left side of the plate as a switch hitter. RBI 17 and 18 gets a hold of a 3-1, apparently a 3-2 pitch. Ross behind in the count of the runner going. It's a two-run homer, so the catcher's interference proves costly. A home run follows. It's Oakland 2 and Washington nothing. The pitch swung on, hit in the air to deep right center field. Taylor going back, slowing up, looking up. This one is gone. Goodbye. An opposite field, two-run homer sailing over the 388 marker in the 15-foot wall in right center field. And the A's have hit two-run homers here in the bottom of the first inning. For Healy, his 10th of the year, a long way to right center. On a fastball that Ross left up. And the hitter went with it to right center field. It's Oakland 4, the Nationals nothing. Here at the bottom of the first with two out, nobody on.
Here it comes. Curveball driven in the air to deep right field. Back goes Joyce. He turns to watch, and this one's gone. A three-run homer for Adam Lind has the Nationals right back in the game. It's now the A's 6, the Nationals 4. Lind with his fourth home run of the year. That one over the 16-foot wall to straightaway right into the bleachers. And the ball lost in the sun helps the Nationals score three runs here in the third inning.
Well, that's even better than a double into the right field corner, Dave. Adam Lind has been unbelievable. 2 for 2 in the game. Now with 20 runs batted in for the year on 20 hits and in 60 at-bats. Unbelievable. 21 hits. He has 20 RBIs.
The 3-0 pitch. Alonso cracks one to deep left center. This is way back. It's going, and long gone. Yonder Alonso on a 3-0 pitch hits his 16th home run of the season. He had never had more than 9 in a single year. And he gives the A's a couple of insurance runs. It's 9-4. Here's the pitch. Swinging a drive straight away, center and deep. Taylor turning to watch. It's going to be back-to-back. That one way out of here. High above the center field wall, off the back wall, and long gone. 11th home run of the season for Healy, his second today. And the A's doing to the Nationals what the Nats did the A's last night, playing long ball. It's 10-4.
Dusty Baker and the Nationals unable to figure out the Athletics on Saturday as they lose 10-4. Here's Baker on the loss.
You know, it just seemed like Joe was, you know, was fighting Joe, you know. He wanted it so bad, and then in between innings, he was upset about the last inning, and then he'd go out, just looked like he was fighting Joe. And the one inning that he threw the ball pretty good, I went out there and told him to quit fighting Joe. You know? And so, you know, I know how bad he wanted to pitch well here in Oakland, and especially with his parents and family and homeboy and everybody here. So hopefully next time out, you want to fight Joe's pitch. Well, you just gotta go back to concentration, confidence, and relaxation. You know, because a relaxed pitcher, you know, doesn't fight himself. You know, you're kind of tight, and then you have a tendency to fight yourself. Probably more concerned with Jason because it hit off the same spot that when he was out a couple of days on his foot. So. Murph getting in the leg here, so we just anticipate hopefully Murph won't be too sore tomorrow because he's swinging hot there.
Joe Ross drops to 2-2 after the Nationals' 10-4 loss against the Athletics on Saturday. He would allow 6 earned runs through just 3 innings. Here's what he had to say.
I don't know. I mean, maybe fighting myself a little bit, just trying to be a little bit too fine. Felt like a few batters, I felt like I was kind of nibbling a little bit around the zone. And then kind of came back to bite me and kind of had to throw a strike, and they put some good swings on some balls. But yeah, I mean, it's on me. I didn't really give us a pretty good chance to win, you know, 7 runs the first 3 innings. Probably not going to do it. I mean, not really, honestly. He's just trying to treat it like another game. So I wouldn't say it was anything too extra. I mean, I felt all right. I feel like I did a better job of pitching inside than I did, you know, last game. That was one of my main focuses going into the start today. I just, you know, didn't execute a few pitches. You know, another two-strike slider to lefty turned into a home run. So I just didn't really capitalize on some, I guess, at-bats where I was, you know, in the driver's seat, I guess I could say. But, you know, I just got to make an adjustment, keep the ball down, especially on, you know, a day game like this.
Jason Wirth goes 0-for-5 in the Nationals' 10-4 loss against the Athletics on Saturday. Here's what he had to say about his performance.
Well, it hurts a little bit at the moment. I mean, I think it's going to be all right. Usually get it pretty good once a year, so a little early this time, but hopefully that'll be it. I got the toe in spring. This is about usually where I fell off, so. But, you know, whatever, I'll be all right. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've been playing pretty good, so, you know, sometimes, you know, that's the way it bounces for you, but we definitely had our shots, but I think they pitched pretty well. You know, they're pretty effective in some pretty big spots. I know I struck out with a couple guys on there, and threw me two really good sliders, hard sliders. You know, I came in this, I told the guys, I was like, those are the two best sliders I've seen all year. So, you know, sometimes you got to tip your cap. No, I mean, it looks the same. It's just the results haven't been there for him. You know, when you start talking about pitching with me, I don't know a whole lot, but, you know, it just seems like he's been getting hit a little bit more than he has in the past and hadn't been as effective. But sometimes, you know, guys can make an adjustment pretty quick and get back on track. So hopefully that's the case. He's young. He's got good stuff. So pulling for him.
The series wraps up on Sunday. Tanner Roark will take the hill for the Nationals. He'll square off against the Athletics' Sonny Gray.